Blog Talk Radio.
Want your clothes to smell freshly washed all day without heavy perfumes? Now they can, with Downy Light In-Wash Freshness Boosters. Just pour a capful of these into your washing machine before each load to give your laundry a light scent that lasts longer than detergent alone, with no heavy perfumes or dyes. Finally, a light scent that lasts all day. Downy Light, available in 4 naturally inspired scents.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
But Lord, you gave me everything I really need.
Hey, good evening. It is Thursday, April the 13th, and I am E. Davis. This is product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business. And again, I'm your host, E. Davis. We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Tamotamedia. Tonight's discussion is a very powerful one, and I want to talk about how, or is it, does a college degree guarantee you to have that career? I've met so many people that have a bachelor's to a master's, and they are not working in the field that they got the degree in. And sometimes we think of it as the high scientific degrees. We're end up working for an insurance company, started off in the call center, working their way up through the corporate chain, and they don't have a degree they don't have a job in what they actually went to school for. Now, we've seen the doctors, we've seen the lawyers, even the marketing execs. I've met people that went to school for marketing, and they now work in a company where the marketing degree is not beneficial to their jobs. Now, I met a young lady, and she went to school for teaching, and her degree, she went to school for teaching, but her career led her to being a trainer. It was at a job where she was training, you know, the new hires, which I get that, that's teaching. And then she ended up quitting her job. She ended up writing a book and started touring with her book and doing seminars. So I can see where that teaching degree led to her being an entrepreneur. So that's one aspect. But when you graduate and it's now time to move forward, are you getting that career job that you went to school for? So here are some information. You know, I always got my list on how feasible it isn't. It's everywhere. And over one third of adults in the United States have one, meaning a degree, like a bachelor's degree, making the job market, meaning that the job market is flooded with qualified or even overqualified applicants. So those listening, if you have a degree and you're fresh out of college and you go and apply for that job, but you're considered to be overqualified, I'm like, how is that possible? See, degrees are still a requirement for most jobs, which makes earning your bachelor's degree valuable. It's a valuable step in preparing for almost any career. But what the degree doesn't do is make your resume jump out at potential employers. 50 years ago, we had the associate's degree and the bachelor's degree. You go to the corporate world, and they're hiring you straight out of college. But today's society, you're considered to be overqualified, which means a bachelor's degree is not an automatic hall pass into the grown-up land. And that can be somewhat discouraging, all right? Also, it doesn't make you an expert. When you graduate with a degree, let's say accounting, you're not going to actually know that much about accounting. You're not going to know that much. You know the basics, and you'll definitely be ahead of anyone who didn't suffer from, you know, auditing 101, but you're not going to be an expert in your field of study. You'll have a good start, but the piece of gold in the bros paper with your name on it says that you're a beginner, not a master. So your degree will say, I know this, but I haven't mastered this. It doesn't guarantee you even having the experience. Your degree tells prospective employers of a couple of things. First, that you have enough grit to stick with college. And second, you know some generic stuff about whatever's on your diploma. So your employer sees that you are dedicated because you went to college, and you'll do whatever, you know some generic stuff because you went to college. You have a diploma. It tells them nothing about what you can do or have you ever worked in that job remotely. A lot of colleges will allow you to do some internship maybe through the summer or during your semesters to get a field in that job so you can have the experience, and that will help you get that career. As national statistics show, almost anyone can get a degree, but not everyone can do a job well. It isn't a measure of your common sense. A degree says you're good at taking tests and learning the required materials, but a degree tells a potential employer nothing about your good judgment. And again, some colleges will have programs available where you can intern, but it's your judgment. It's your mindset if you're actually a qualified candidate for this position. The philosopher Voltaire wrote, "Common sense is not so common." And employers understand this sad fact better than anyone else. A degree can't guarantee you a job because it can't guarantee that you actually have human wisdom about how to operate in a workplace. You have to figure out how to demonstrate that yourself in a job market full of highly educated people who were skipped over by the common sense genre. Tip number five, it doesn't network for you. Your college degree does not network. As an entrepreneur myself, it's very important that you network. You get out, you meet people, let them know who you are, what you have done, what you have accomplished. One of the best ways to get hired is by knowing the right people, okay? Because while a bachelor's degree says you spend untold hours isolating, cramming knowledge into your head, it doesn't tell anyone you're actually a good person to hire. It really doesn't mean anything, and that's unfortunate. Imagine all the money they spent from loans to your parents paying for your college degree, from the all-night studying, to just the college experience. If it doesn't mean anything, it seems like that's a waste of time. The network is basically a personalized group of professional character witness, people who know your work ethic and work to a team. A piece of paper can tell employers what you know, but only another person can tell employers if they want you around. So it's all about who you know. Prime example, we got a plethora of hosts on his ONE family, and I can speak highly of every single host because I have listened to every one of their shows, and I can tell you who knows what they're talking about and who doesn't. I personally can recommend anyone to speak with one of these hosts about a situation or matter. Prime example, I'm vegan. I don't eat meat. I don't consume dairy, and we have at least 3 to 4 different hosts who are nutritionists, certified, and who have testimonials of how being a vegan changed not only their lifestyle, but healed their bodies. Jerry Petito, Chef Youssef, Dr. Chichilin Jay, our Honorable Commissioner. Those are just naming 3. And these are just hosts. I don't use the word just lightly. These are hosts who I've become friends with on this station because we have networked. And so if someone wants to speak with me about being a vegan and how it healed their body and how it helped them, I can refer them to Jerry Petito. If someone wants to speak to a certified nutritionist to help detox your body and help get rid of all the toxins, I can refer them to Dr. Chichilla J. And again, these are our hosts because of the network. Okay, now I don't know if these ladies have a degree per se. I mean, you have to be certified, so you have some documentation that you're allowed to give this information. But nonetheless, the network of communications and the evidence that these ladies shared with me have now allowed me to recommend them to you if this is a journey that you're taking. That's how a network works. All right. Also, number six, it doesn't make you good for adulting. Now, I have a 23-year-old, and I'm sure all you listeners have children merging into the adulthood. And, of course, we can remember those days ourselves. Soft skills like communication, a team mindset, and poise are not necessarily included in your college coursework. You're not going to college on how to sit up straight. Unless you're taking a debate class, you're not going to learn soft skills. And then there are some classes that will require you to work as a team, but there's not really any team management classes. All right? And that means earning a degree does not make you a shoo-in for living life well. Okay? And that just simply means that usually when you go into college, you're taking all the fundamentals. You're taking the English, you're taking the math, you're taking the history. You might even be taking a science based on your degree. But these are things that you learned in high school at an elevated now level with college, unless you have to take a few prerequisite classes. A bachelor's degree is definitely a rite of passage. It definitely gets you cross you into the promised land, but do you know how to maintain the promised land? But it can't do your taxes for you. A degree can't do your taxes unless you actually had experience in doing taxes. Can a degree make you stick to a budget, give you the confidence of speaking to strangers, or get you to work on time? An interview, potential employers will most likely look for a degree as a baseline qualification. But believe me, there's much more interest in learning whether or not you are a capable human. They've seen degrees before. And if your hard-earned bachelor's degree isn't the magical life kickstart portion that you want it to be, I don't want to burst your bubble just a little, but your bachelor's degree may be a start, it may not. It lays the groundwork for constructing a stunning resume. It looks good on paper. Instead of focusing on earning a degree, only gaining work experience, let's do both. And that's what I was stating. If you are currently in college, look for jobs where you could do internships. Of course, you're not going to get paid for this job, but it'll give you the experience. Now, we will continue after this track by international DJ legend Brother O. All right, we are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. And we're discussing, can or will your college degree land you that career? And we do have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, girlfriend.
So, all right, I want to thank you for the shout-out. Okay, I love you for that. So I want to comment on your topic. So,
yes, ma'am.
You know, I have such mixed opinions about it based on my age, okay? And you know, I don't care saying it. I'm 62. So back
right.
in the day, things were so different. You did not need degrees in anything. I owned beauty salons. My father owned a painting company. You know, made a ton of money, okay?
Uh-huh.
Today, it's almost like the degree is needed but not really used anyway once you get the job.
Right.
My grandson's in Arizona State because we're making him get a degree. He wants to go into computers and all that. Yeah, so he's got to get a degree. But, you know, it's so crazy because really once he gets his degree and he gets his job, he's going to be doing things he probably never even knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I don't think I'm the right one to really comment on this topic because things were so different for me growing up. And I'm not saying I'm that old, but I'm saying, you know, just when you think about this stuff, I'm not really sure what I even think anymore about it. You know, it's almost like you have to have it, but do you really need it? So you talk.
Well, this is what I saw in my experience in the work field. If you get a job, say, working for an insurance company or agency or whatever, you know, they do programs where they you go to school and they pay for it, but you got to get your degree in that field that the job is offering. And so that being said, you can get a bachelor's if you want to climb up and get more money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But that all depends. But looks like Brother O wants to come in, and I'm almost
afraid.
Here we
go.
Come
on,
big boss.
Well, first of all, I have to say, you know, to both of you, my journey, okay, serving the United States Coast Guard, I always wanted to be a journalist, and I did it my way. You know, 7 years into the Coast Guard, 1995, went to the Coast Guard Academy, New London, Connecticut, got my bachelor's degree. Right, because I knew what I wanted to do and I knew my plan, right? A long plan, right? Serve my country, 20 years there, boom, right? Come out of school or come out of the service, go right back into school to get my master's degree in communications and journalism, right? And graduated in 2009. Only took me 2 years to get my master's, right? Bang. Now, from 2009 to 2012, I was in limbo. And I understand exactly what E. Davis was talking about. Like, I had a master's degree. It was not working into my gift, into my craft. And so I came to internet radio. Now, of course, you know, coming on to the new medium of Blog Talk Radio, I didn't need my degree in that way. But becoming a fantastic mogul and a person who became an outstanding producer worldwide, to go into office and corporate settings and meetings, I had to have that master's degree. You know what I mean? Because without it, we wouldn't be where we are today. Every day I'm making moves. And, you know, like my dad always said, you need the letter. You need that letter to go into certain situations. People won't respect you. So there's no way I can come in and say I'm a CEO at that time. Now I'm a proprietor, but at that time I'm a CEO. I work with these, you know, group of lawyers. We want to build this network to be the best we can be, right? And so without that letter, I couldn't come into those type of conversations and commitments. So my gift was I had to go through almost 23 years before I had my situation come to fruition. So it's all about your walk. And I tell anybody, man, you could be a great person without a degree and have a great business. Or, you know, you can go the way I did and knew you had a, you know, knowing a plan since a child to come to a full, you know, triple OG now, doing my thing out here, you know, in these streets, in these boardrooms every day. You know, I knew my plan, and for me, it came to fruition. Drops mic.
Amazing. That's amazing. I want to, E. Davis, if you can give me just two more minutes, I want to just say something.
Of course.
Yeah, on what you were talking about like, you know, who has degrees in nutrition and health and all that. Because I want to share something with you. So I have a lot of certifications, different ones, you know that. But, you know, I was actually told that I had to now be careful about saying to my clients, you can heal yourself with food. I have to be careful how I say it. Isn't that crazy?
Well, okay, so why do you have to be careful if it's fact?
Okay, so I have to be careful because, so years ago, when I spoke to clients, I was allowed to say, I can help you heal through food, you don't need to take medicine, blah, blah, blah. I'm not allowed to say that anymore. Now I have to say it differently without saying you shouldn't take medicine or you don't have to take medicine. I now have to say it in a way of, well, let's try this first. Let's try your diet. I have to be careful now because I could lose my certifications.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just, it's sickening to me. But, okay, I just wanted to share that with you because you had brought up the nutrition and all that.
No, thank you for sharing because I know when you helped me and when I had questions, you definitely gave me best advice. Even, for example, I one of the issues I still wrestled with was asthma. And when you began to help me, I quit taking my asthma medication, but I was having severe flare-ups. So I asked you, do I not take it and just allow my body to do it, what it's supposed to do? You said, no, take your medicine. But you explained to me that the process of changing your diet will still take place, and then eventually I won't need the medication.
Yes.
And, but that would be up to the doctor to say, you know what, you're fine, you're off of it. And that's actually even what happened, even with me taking iron pills. Based off of the instructions you gave me, not even with the iron pills, but this instructions on eating differently.
Right.
You just said, this is what you do, this is how you do it. And then when I went in for a checkup last year, they told me I don't need the iron pills anymore. They said I could still take it if I feel that I need it, but I don't need it anymore, which I appreciate because that advice was, listen, I'm not going to encourage you to stop taking any type of medication. But I want to encourage you is that your process as far as your eating habits to really get your body into a system is not going to happen overnight. And that was the real reason. Yeah, I love it. And that's why I love you, Jerry.
I want to share who my guest is going to be because this is really cool, okay? Is that all right with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Guys, listen, my next show, May 2nd, 9:30, my guest is Cheyenne Elliott. She's Dionne Warwick's granddaughter and Whitney Houston's cousin. Okay, and I'm going to have two co-hosts like I did that other time, Justin Drummond and Jason Abrams, who's her producer. Okay, because I have to stick to certain guidelines with this. But
that is going to be an awesome show.
Okay, can't wait, guys. So please, please tune in.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Ms. Jerry. All right, we got another track by legendary DJ Legend. Brother O.
Sometimes I'm loud. Yes, I know. 'Cause when I testify, I'm always gonna give it my all. Sometimes I'm chill, but not at this moment. Because his love is taking over me. Let me tell you what I'm smiling about. Because in my mind, there is no doubt. I tell it, I tell it. building a little church. Because the Spirit's all around me and won't leave me alone. I may shout out, Lord, you are worthy. Oh yeah. Cause in my bones it's just like fire. Oh, let him in your life, you'll see what I mean. All you have to do is only believe. And you can tell it, tell it, tell the whole wide world.
My God is real.
Oh, yes, he's real.
Oh, yes, he's real.
I want this sound. Because I know that he knows the deal.
Take it from me.
My God is real.
Oh,
I can feel him, feel him, feel him.
My
yeah.
God
my God is real.
Oh, yes,
with Fred Hammond, and we are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, and we are discussing if a college degree will actually land you that career. Now, this show tonight is not to say go to, is not to discourage anyone from going to college. If you believe in your heart and your spirit, your mind, that you're, that going to college will get you where you need to be in life, then do so. We encourage all students, young and old, to get that education, whether it's a GED, your associate's, your bachelor's, your master's, your PhD, whatever it is that you need to obtain that goal. The only thing that we're saying is if you really feel in your spirit that you cannot get what you need, or you have not, this may be why you haven't obtained that career. And also, we discussed how when you got a degree, such as our brother O shared, he navigated on his own. He knew that he wanted to be in journalism. The way he did was he took the steps to get to where he is today. So having that mindset, having that determination, gave him the discipline So when it came down to really doing a level of journalism, this is what it is. And I mentioned that even with my friend earlier in the broadcast. She went to school for education to be a teacher, but she was not a teacher in the school district. She was not a teacher in the colleges. What she got a job in was being a trainer for a company, so she was teaching the new hires how to do their, how to, you know, work on the computer system, how to navigate through the computer system. And then she was also inspired to write a book. She wrote a book, and then she took her book on tour. And then she was giving seminars on that book. And that was how she utilized her teaching degree. And again, this is only to encourage you to find exactly where you truly believe that you need to be in. I personally do not have a college degree. I knew I wanted to be an author ever since I was a little girl. I was 8 years old, and I was watching an episode of The Jeffersons. And in fact, the episode is called As Florence Turns. It's in season 7. And she told George Weezy and all them that she's going to write a soap opera. I had to watch it to find out exactly what she was writing. But at 8 years old, from my memory then, she was going to write a book. This is what I thought. But at that moment, I knew I wanted to be an author. So I told my parents, and they have encouraged me from day one. What they also encouraged me was to have a career first, just in case a big publishing house does not, you know, publish my work. Have a career to fall back on, have a steady paycheck. And that's the old school mentality. And there isn't nothing wrong with that. And so what I did was I focused on, I got a job, I was able to pay the bills. I did not get the education that they thought I would get through college or anything like that. But I got a job, I paid the bills, I did what was needed, I took care of my family. And the entrepreneurship that was in my DNA began to manifest. And then I started researching and Googling how to brand myself as an independent author, where I don't need a publishing company to make me an author. And then I began to understand the power of being a publisher and how to network. And also the purpose of my publishing company was to give a voice to the independent author, to publish them for free, free marketing, a free ISBN number, a free book cover, they don't have it, to upload your book on the internet so the world, the whole wide world can see it. And I did not need a degree for that. Now, if I decide to go back to school, I can always go back to school for business, for marketing, to actually hone in my skills, to clean up the skills, and to maybe merge farther. I did not get a degree to get to where I'm at. But again, this is not to discourage anyone if they're going to get the degree. And also, this is a sidebar note, just to make light, because I know this conversation can get heavy. The past month, I've been binging on the TV series Different World. And we all know the series, the spinoff, The Cosby Show, with Denise and Dwayne and Whitley and Jaleesa, and how these characters navigated their life and set their own story as to what was to come in their lives. And the only one that I can actually think of who got a career based on their degree was Dwayne Wayne. This gentleman, and then we all know that Kim Reese is going to medical school. Whitley was going to be an art buyer, but that job didn't pan out, so that led her into education, where she became a substitute teacher. And Freddie was an activist, and what she did was she began to study the law so she can be a black activist and look into the laws to help out the black community. Again, all this stuff is going to teach you how to navigate life. And that degree is fine on paper, but what is your actual experience? What can you tell your employer what can you bring to that job? Because they're going to ask you, why do I need you? Why do I need you here in this space? What experience do you have? And if you just have all this education, no experience, then you're really not a benefit to that company. You need the experience. So if you're about community service and activism and you're going to school for this, you need to be involved in the community in your neighborhood. You need to be involved in activism in your neighborhood, especially in this day and age where everything is going up. We still dealing with the Black Lives Matter. We're still dealing with the LGBTQ and the civil rights with that one. We're still dealing with a lot of issues, children, child trafficking. There's a lot of issues that we can get into that can help you in where you could be a force in the community. And so you could put that on your resume. So if you're going to get a job in this field and you speak with that employer, you say, well, this is what I did for 5 years. And I started this, this group, and this is what we did, for 3 to 4 years. We would take food to the nursing homes. We would take food to the shelters, and we did this. And that employer say, okay, I see that you're into outreach, you're into that, and you may very well be an asset to that company. Another thing that we want to point out is as you earn a degree, and again, this is for those who are going to college, and again, this is not to discourage you. As you earn a degree, keep in mind all the credentials it can't magically create and figure out how to get those another way. No university degree or work experience has the power to define you or your skill set. So no matter what college you go to, whether you go to a community college or a major university, they don't define who you are. Okay, you define who you are by the experience that you received, experiences in this college, and your skill set, because you know what you can do. Okay, some people don't do it because they're lazy. Some people do it because this is what's in them. But you have to do it. Creating the ideal education for your life is totally up to you. It is completely up to you. For the people from the ages of 25 to 30 years old, this fast facts fact examines recent trends in the employment rate. The employment rate, also known as the employment to population ratio, is a percentage of persons in the civilian non-institutionalized position who are employed. It is important to note that the reference period for the most recent year of data for this fast fact is from March of 2021. This was just 2 years ago. The data, therefore, represents the status of the labor market roughly 1 year into the coronavirus pandemic. All right. And let's see. We have a track by legendary Brother O.
Yo, keep them meters moving, homeboy! There is nothing, there is no one to compare to you. Hey, you are mighty, you are faithful, there's no substitute. I will praise you with my whole heart in the broad daylight, yeah. I will lift up your holy name in the day.
reason, find a reason to bless your holy name, holy name. Because you love, you love, you love. Always remains the same, always, always. I will always chase after you. That is where I find my breakthrough. I will lift my voice, my heart will rejoice for you always. Cause us to triumph, to triumph.
A product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time. And I want to tell the world that my favorite DJ is legendary Brother O. This DJ, he's a master. He is a master of it. And I just want to give him kudos. I want to give him a shout out. And I want to give him his flowers. Not that he plans on going anywhere, but I'm giving him his flowers now. All right, we got caller 2 in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Peace, peace, peace. This is Jetty A-Track of the ONE Syndicated Intern Host Show. Next episode coming this Thursday on the 20th. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. I can't complain. And also, I'm calling out of Elkins Park, PA. I didn't want to miss that part out.
Gotcha.
Yes, yes. So just to tag along with the topic of the conversation that you've introduced tonight, I just want to add as a bit of a nuance, you know, the importance of identity. You touched a little bit on that, but also as far as the line of education, higher education is concerned, you know, just being aware of making these things work for you, how not necessarily how they are meant to work for you, because it's kind of the trip of institutionalized education in it. Like, you feel like these things are something you aspire to give you direction, but the true trick of the matter is to have direction before you go to these higher educations, because once you go there directionless, then it's like you're ping-ponging back and forth, and you're wasting time, you're wasting resources and things of that nature. But they're keys, you know. These degrees are keys. You can, of course, circumvent and you can find success, but there are certain rooms that you just won't be able to go in without these keys. You know, you could be fumbling at the door that you want to get in with the wrong keys, and you could have all sorts of keys on there. But if you ain't got the skeleton key, if you ain't got the key that fits that designed lock, you're not getting in. There's a producer by the name of Swiss Beatz, who is a prolific producer in the hip-hop world, and he happens to also be an avid art collector. And he realized that after he didn't get a higher education certificate and he was walking into certain type of rooms, he wouldn't be accepted. He wouldn't be allowed. So he had to go back into school in order for him to get his degree just so he could walk in these rooms. So I just wanted to add to this conversation that it's important to understand self. First of all, self-knowledge is most important before knowledge of anything else. But alongside self-knowledge, going into any one of these fields, any one of these rooms, or any one of these higher education fields with a direction first that'll actually lead you to the keys that is necessary for you to open the doors that are meant for you.
I totally, totally appreciate you calling and sharing that, because I'm a firm believer in having that direction. I thank God for my parents, because that's the direction they gave me with my career endeavors. They said, okay, listen, we're going to support you, we're going to ride with you, but you got to be realistic. You know what I mean? And they were showing me which classes to take and which degree to get into. And what they encouraged me was kind of stay in the same realm. For example, I love writing. I'm an author, so maybe study English Lit. Go into journalism, where I will always be writing something. I have a steady paycheck, and then one day if my book is picked up, then it's picked up, and I can go off and live happily ever after. It was that direction that my parents did, and it's so important that we do teach these children, if it's something that they want to get into as far as college is concerned, that we encourage them to, first of all, listen, because, you know, sometimes, you know, kids think they know everything, but really listen and follow that direction and follow that path, so when they do get out of college and they want that career that they got the degree in, they know exactly what's going on. This is the purpose of even doing the internships with, you know, these college programs, because then you can see while you're still working on your education that this is the career for you. It's a very, very powerful point, young man. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So when is your next show? You said April 20th, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, yes. This coming Thursday, April 20th, is going to be the next show, the next ONE Syndicated Host Intern Show with Jetty A-Track. Will be this Thursday coming up on the 20th.
All right. Looking forward to hearing it. You have a great night.
I appreciate you. You as well.
Thank you. All right. So, what I like to just focus on is where I left off at is the data that I share was from 2021, which was a year after the pandemic. Now, we all know that the pandemic shook the world, shut down the world, and a lot of people lost their jobs, they were laid off, and the power of entrepreneurship kicked off. It was a flood. Everybody was on TikTok, everybody was on They was on social media. They was on Instagram. They was on Facebook. They was on YouTube. They was like, okay, we got to make some money, so we got to create a brand. We got to do this. We got to do that, which is my neck of the woods because I'm a natural-born hustler. But, however, how did your degree stop you during a pandemic? I mean, it stopped you, of course, from working in your field, but what exactly did we learn from this season? And that's something that we really need to take account in. In 2021, the employment rate was higher for the ages of 25 to 34-year-olds at higher levels of education attainment. For example, the employment rate was highest for those with a bachelor's degree or higher degree, 86%. The employment rate for those with some college, 75%, was higher than the rate for those who had completed high school, was 68%. Which was higher than the rate for those who had not completed high school, 53%. The same pattern was observed among both sexes. For example, the employment rate for females was higher for those with a bachelor's degree or higher degree at 83%, and the lowest for those who had not completed high school at 38%. Employment rates were higher for the ages of 25 to 34-year-old males than for their female peers in 2021. This is just 2 years ago. This pattern occurs overall and at each level of education attainment. The gender gap is defined as a difference in employment rates between male and female. In 2021, the gender gap was generally smaller at higher levels of educational attainment. For instance, the gender gap was 7 percentage points for those with a bachelor's or higher degree, but 26 percent points for those who had not completed high school. Recent trends in employment rates have been shaped by the recovery for the 2008 recession and the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Overall, the employment rate for the 25 to 34-year-olds increased from 2010 to 21. First, this rate increases from 73% in 2010 to 79% in 2019. It then dropped to 76% in 2021, but remained higher than it did in 2010. This pattern differed by the educational attainment. Compared with the 2010, employment rates were higher in 2021 for those with a bachelor's degree or higher degree. For this group, the employment rate generally increased over the period from 84% in 2010 to 86% in 2021. Although there is no measurable difference between 2019 and 21. Now, for those with lower levels of education attainment, the employment rate in 2021 was not measurably different from the employment rate in 2010. Employment rates first increased between 2010 and 2019 for those with the same college from 73 to 80%, and for those who had completed during the coronavirus pandemic. For these two groups, employment rates were lower in 2021, 75% and then 68% respectively. And then in 2019, for those who not completed high school, employment rates in 2021 and in 2019 were not different from those in 2010 from each other. All right, so that kind of put my head in a spin. But I wanted to just share with you that it's rates based on the circumstances, the rates change from whether you have a degree to you not have a degree, something as low as a high school diploma, whether you have a bachelor's degree or your PhD. And when something like the pandemic hit, your degrees doesn't matter because right now, what I got from it is we're getting people with the experience because now we're opening up the lines of working. We need to fill in these seats. Your degree may help you, but it won't necessarily get you the job. And again, this is not to discourage anyone who's currently in college, who's considering going back to school, who is considering going to school, going back to school in any format, rather you get your GED, your bachelor's, is not to discourage you. And then it was also brought to my attention that some people are doing better with their career because they're going to a trade school, all right? And a trade school, which I purposely and specifically love more so than a full-fledged college degree, is because it's eliminating what is to be deemed unnecessary. The education is not necessary. The life skills is not unnecessary. The level of network is not unnecessary. What it is that it actually teaches you exactly what you need to do so you can make a career out of it. You could turn into a business, or you can advance your level of education. We have people that love to cook. And then what they did was they went to a culinary school. They learned how to bake. They learned how to saute. They learned how to marinate. They was becoming sous chefs. They was working in the kitchen. They was learning about presentation, how to present the entree. Okay? It's more than just slapping some meat and vegetables and starch on the plate, but it's creating the atmosphere. All right? And then they go off now becoming renowned chefs. They took their training in that trade school and are becoming top chefs. We got a chat by legendary Brother O.
Unbeatable, invincible, unshakable,
All right, now I think she fell out in the spirit, y'all. I think E. Davis finally fell out in the spirit. Wow.
Yeah, I'm right here. Right? I had to make sure my phone was on. I was like, wait a minute, it just cut off. No, sir. I definitely got caught up. This is, brother, you planted tonight. You planted tonight. We are on the air from Logos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is the product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis, and we have a caller in the queue, caller 3. Thank you very much for calling. Please tell us your name, and where are you calling?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the old ladies is blocking up the whole aisle, holding up traffic. Looking for coupon matchups over there at the shop right now. What's that, 24th and Pass Shunk down there, near the 24th and Wolf Precinct right there, you know. Hey, how you doing tonight, this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
Oh, fabulous. You know what I'm saying? I was listening in, and I'm listening to all this jewelry being passed around. You know what I mean? Especially about this vegan stuff. You know, Clev One been trying to figure out how to be a vegan, but I like them Shaolin chicken wings too much. You hear me? But I wanted to speak on as far as, you know, having the degrees. You know what I mean? Clev One is an individual who kind of forfeited slightly some of my education, you know what I mean, based on that I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, being as though the streets took over at that point. The whole thing about it is that the reason why I'm saying this is because I noticed me and a lot of my friends, you know what I'm saying, you know, the majors in which we took in school, you know what I mean, a lot of us, you know, unfortunately don't even, you know, our careers are not based upon this education that we paid all these monies and thousands of dollars for, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of my friends, you know what I mean? But hey, I'm saying this because I noticed when my kids started becoming to be old enough to go to college, you know, like my oldest daughter, when she first went, you know, she thought that it was just by default to, like, for people to just go to college when they're done. But continuing your education like that is not for everyone. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, it's always a path to say, it's always a fork in the road to say, what am I going to do? Do I further my education or I'm tired of school because people want me to go to college or thinking like, if I go to college, you know, because especially when you become overqualified, let's not forget that part. You know, Clev One been overqualified a lot of times out here with all these degrees and whatever it is here, these certificates and degrees and all this type of credentials we got. But it's just ironically, it's a balance beam. So that was just my view on it, you know what I'm saying? And maybe somebody can help me out to look at it a little bit more clearer than what I see it. Because, like I said, I noticed me, a lot of my friends, not all of them, I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of us, we go to the school, we take these careers, you know, I mean, we take these educations, pay all this tuitions and all these different things, you know what I'm saying, wrecking our brain, and then we wind up just doing something totally different, you know what I'm saying, on a career choice, you know. But that was just what I had to say, you know what I mean. I will be peeking in out here on the 19th, as in 1983, like when, you know, Dougie Fresh had 6 minutes. 6 minutes Dougie Fresh on was getting it. Yeah, that's what was happening. You know what I'm saying? The 19th is when Clev One will be out here. You feel what I'm saying? So that's all I wanted to say to y'all real quick. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your side chicks become the main wife from answering the jail calls correctly. Check your satellites.
All right. That is Clever One, and he is a legend. He's definitely a cool brother. I love him. He's someone that you can definitely count on that support. All right. Thank you so much, Clever One. One half of the Blues Brothers. We have caller 4 in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Davis. It's Ava Holly from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, how are you doing?
I was so interested in your topic tonight because it's something I think about quite often. First of all, Clev, you're the best. You are the best. And I totally agree with everything all of your callers had said. And I have to go back to Jerry Petito because her and I are the same age. So I too have mixed feelings on these things. But I want to tell you and share with your audience how I feel about it. And I think how we feel is what makes or breaks us. You know, if you do something that makes you feel good, you continue to do that. So let's talk about how we feel. First of all, I don't think, and the world has been through crazy stuff since from the time I've been growing up and now in the pandemic and everything that you said. But I don't think that it's I actually think it's disgusting that companies require you to have a certain degree because as Brother O said, you can use what you went to or what you went through in your schooling to make a path for yourself no matter what that is. Now, let's talk about the entrepreneur side that you mentioned. Entrepreneurs built this country and entrepreneurs will continue to build this country. Yet there is nobody can ever take your education away from you. So I agree with what you said. Don't, you know, think of not going to school just because of that. Yet you can use your schooling as a tool. Now you can get certificates. You can get classes. You could take a class on anything. I learn every single day. And I believe that people that spend the time and experience are experts in their field. Jerry Petito is an expert in her field with her time. Brother O is an expert in his field. I have 20, 30, 40 years of experience in my field, including upward mobility in the hospitality industry, certificates, accolades. I'm a certified lifeguard. I'm certified in CPR, so I can save somebody's life. I don't have a college degree, yet I went to 4 years of college. I went to 2 years at Penn State, very prestigious school. And then I went to your, just as you mentioned before, trade school in my industry. So my daughter, she's 28. She loves to cook. She went to culinary school. She never made it to the first day. Went to the orientation, got the knives, got the uniforms, got everything. Ditched the very first day. Yet I consider my daughter to be an expert baker. She can make desserts that look like something you bought off the shelf in the store, at the bakery, at the specialty bakery. She's amazing. She just didn't want to have anybody to tell her when to cook. So she didn't do that. Yet I consider her an expert in her field because of her experience. I fear today for, well, not fear, but, you know, the girl I had on my show last night, Kayla, she's very young. I have no idea what her educational background is. Yet she has an amazing, prestigious job at the Showboat Casino, hotel in Atlantic City, and she's very young. Now, would they have hired her if she didn't have some kind of degree? I don't know. And I don't know that she can say, I have years and years of experience because she's only so many years and years old. Yet, we that have the experience are experts in our field. So we need to take that and just use it as a stepping stone to where you are. So like I said, I consider myself an expert in every area of my entertainment, entrepreneurship, hospitality industry. And I have a music and theater background. I consider myself an expert in that field because I've spent the time in that field. So if you're putting in the time, I don't think it matters if you have a degree or not. I think it's horrible that somebody would ask you to have a degree to do something when you may have the experience. So I think everybody in your listeners should take in all of your callers. I especially loved our new intern talking about the keys to the rooms. What a great analogy. Mm-hmm. So find those keys that work for you and what makes you feel good and do that because that's going to extend your life. It's going to extend your job and it's going to extend your career.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Ava. I completely agree with you. I have experience. I got experience in community work as far as being a youth leader. I have the experience, of course, in the writing field. I have experience in the publishing field. I have experience in the entrepreneur field. And I did not graduate from college. Life happens. I attended school a few twice. I attempted to go in. I was on the dean's list, the honors list. Life happened that forced me to just take a step back, and I don't regret it because the experiences that I learned from school, the experiences that I experienced with quote-unquote life showed me how to navigate and how to move forward. I just honestly believe that this is what I recommend to any young person getting ready to go to college or who's not going, who decides not to go to college. Whatever your experience is in, whatever you have it in far as baking, because I've hired bakers for events and cakes and cookies, and they're excellent. I've hired caterers, you know what I mean? Whatever your experience is, have a portfolio. Create a portfolio. See people posting, you know, the work on Facebook and all that stuff. Have a portfolio. This is what the models do, okay? You have a portfolio. So any event that you have to go now to a job, and you don't have a quote-unquote paper, a degree, you have the portfolio that shows what you can make, what you can do, what you have done. You got the theater background. Have the portfolio into what your position was in the theater, whether you worked behind the scenes or if you was a character that was on stage. Have that portfolio. As an author, I can tell you right now, we published 30 books since 2016. That's my publishing company. As an author myself, out of those 30, 8 of those books are mine. That's my portfolio. So I can go to any publishing house and say, yes, I'm a published author. And then, because of my experience here on this network, this is my portfolio. I can go to Brother O and say, listen, I want to try to get a job in journalism and broadcasting. I need your help. And I know that he will help me build up a portfolio. And that, because these experiences, they should qualify as a degree, because they have taught me, and they showed me discipline, and they have navigated me to the next level in my life, whether age-wise or career-wise. Very, very important fact, point. But thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me. And you are an expert in your field, and I think that is the most important thing, that we build on what we have. Everything is a stepping stone to where we need to go, and you just need to take those steps, you know. So thank you so much, and you're doing a great job.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I want to thank all the callers for calling in. I want to thank all the listeners for calling in. It is now my time for final thoughts. I basically gave my 2 cents throughout this segment, but nonetheless, I do not want to discourage anyone from taking the steps to going to college. Like the gentleman said, you need to have the keys to the door. You have to have the keys. The keys to the door, it may be that education. It may be sitting in that classroom. It may be getting that knowledge, because knowledge is power, okay? The running joke, especially in the Black community, is you want to hide something from Black people, you put it in a book. So we need to learn how to read, okay? One of the first gentlemen to have his PhD was a Black man. That was W.E.B. Du Bois. So it is powerful to have knowledge, okay? And if you are getting to attend college, you're looking at the college boards, you done went on the Black college tours, you done went on the college tour as far as Harvard, Yale, Ivy Leagues. Anna Bassett, I believe, went to Yale, okay? And she's the queen of Wakanda. So there's not, and then she's a celebrated actress, and she didn't go to school for law, she didn't go to school for business, she went to school for theater at Yale. Nonetheless, if you are going to college, have the keys, get the keys from your parents, listen to the instructors, because they're there for a reason. They are the professors, they are the PhD. Seek wise counsel, so your next step, you are making the proper transition into the workforce, okay? Also, if life happens, like say with me, where you attempt to go to college for a few years and you're killing it, you got the 3.8, you got the 4.0, and life hits you, don't give up on your dreams. Meaning, whatever the passion is in you, to be an entrepreneur, you be an entrepreneur. In the world of Google, world of YouTube and social media, you can still be the entrepreneur. You may not have the paperwork degree behind your name, but you can still be an entrepreneur. And if you want to get back into school, you call that university or community college you was in, you get them credits transferred over, or you go ahead and you go back in there and you kill this game. Okay? Life challenges to not keep you from life experiences. And those are my final thoughts. It is now in Gozy time, I believe.
Around.
giving honor to my mother, who was born on tomorrow, 94 years ago, April 14th, 1929. And without her and my dad, I would not be here tonight to be able to just produce this outstanding program by E. Davis. So tomorrow night we're on with Wanda Walker. She already knows about my mother's birthday. This network was started on the day that my mother passed, on February 4th, 2003. We started this network on 2013 on the same day. And that song, to me, is so important. It's the testimony. You know, no matter what religion you believe, you got to pray. We're in some dire straits right now in our streets. Okay. Those who are in comfort, lay their head down while our children are being murdered in the streets. And I still believe that he can handle it. So that's very, very important. And I'm going to let my commissioner come on and make a comment very quickly before I go into Ngozi time. Commissioner, I just got a teletape.
Yes,
talk about tomorrow night. Talk about tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, please, real quickly.
Okay. All right. Hey, E. Davis. I enjoyed your show. Wonderful show tonight. Tomorrow night, not tomorrow night, but tomorrow at 1 p.m. on Meet the Host. Special guest will be WBNN host intern, Wanda Williams. She will be on tomorrow and 1 p.m. And you can look at that live streamed on Facebook on Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page. And again, it's Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV, all separate words, and Wanda Walker will be on tomorrow, 1 p.m. on Meet the Host. You can find out all about our host intern, Wanda Walker. Thank you so much, Brother O.
No doubt, Commissioner. Thank you so much for being a very, very integral part of our network. Our fifth ranking Commissioner, 2022, WBNN Host of the Year, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. And like I said, you know, tomorrow is a very, very important day for me. And just like my mom, I'm going to pray, and he can handle it. Again, tomorrow night, the Oladele Ngozi Enterprises host intern show featuring Wanda Walker, 9:30 Eastern Daylight right here on the Story Network, WBNN. We have advertisements on Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments or suggestions on a wonderful program tonight? Ole Day Later, it goes with my@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa, goes to say goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio and support us on a constant basis. Thank you, soldiers and sailors, since 2014, have supported this network. My heart goes out to the Squash Halter family, a good friend of mine who really supported this network during between 2013 and 2015. He passed away today in 2015. His name was Lars Forshalter from Brussels, Belgium. Good friend of mine, helped me get into the international stage, and you will never be forgotten, Lars. Thank you so much, and may you travel on. And again, we are Beverly Nation. And now back to Miss E. Davis, our Beverly Nation business analyst.
All right, all right, all right. It is me, E. Davis, and just closing. And again, I just want to encourage everyone, whatever the decision you make, whether you go to college, you obtain that degree, or if you allow life experiences to give you the education that you need, just move forward in love. I'm going to say that again, move forward in love. Don't think too highly of yourself, and don't think too lowly of yourself. Know that what you're doing for a purpose, and there's a reason. There's a reason that if you started college and life happens, you could not finish. There's a reason that you went to college with no issues and you graduated with honors. Just understand that there's a purpose for it and use that purpose for the greater good. Everyone have a great night.